This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough
Radio.
Talking about the dilemmas of life that no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
All right, here we are, Kevin McCullough and Stephen Baldwin. Baldwin McCullough Radio is what you're listening to. Thank you for being with us tonight, coming to you from, at least part of us is coming to you from New York City. But I do believe that Mr. Baldwin is joining us from yet another continent. There he is, shining, bright, smiley, happy dude in the middle of whatever time it is. Mr. Stephen Baldwin, where in the world are you?
Well, I'm not really sure.
Okay, we don't have his audio, so...
Ooh, can you hear me?
Obviously it's not, so... Okay, try it again.
Yeah, I'm here.
There you are. No, it wasn't on your end. We had a button pushed here that was the wrong thing. Anyway.
Oh, those dang buttons.
Well, you look good. You got a big smile on your face. The screen said you're live from Poland. It takes you forever to return a text message. Not that that's new, but I was just wondering if the international cell towers were having connection issues earlier today. What are you doing in Poland?
Well, you know how my cell phones have, my bills have been, Kev. I leave the cell phone on airplane mode now, and then I just turn the Wi-Fi on.
When you get in the room.
And then those evil people from AT&T don't get all my money.
No, that's very smart, actually. I have seen some of your traveling cell phone bills, and we're quite grateful that you're not leaving that activated the whole time.
Yeah, and I'm in Rzeszów, Poland.
Rzeszów. Now, I'm guessing we would not spell that the way it sounds.
Yeah, it's actually Rzeszów, and it would be R-Z-E-S-Z-O-W.
I'll take Rzeszów for 200, please. Could you use it in a sentence? No, that's okay.
Yes.
No, don't strain yourself.
Yes, you ready?
Yes, go ahead.
Today I was in Rzeszów, Gesundheit.
Exactly. Now, so you're in Poland. Why are you in Poland?
Well, I'm over here, brother, because I'm continuing the conversation for directing this movie that I've written called Baja. We're talking with a constituency over here about that.
That sounds like a character from Austin Powers. No, I am your Baja. Your Baja.
I love that.
Yeah. So what does it mean? What does Baja mean?
Well, in the Polish national anthem, there is kind of an honorary name of a female heroic character named Baja.
Okay, now I feel like a dork.
Yeah, just this whole me hanging out with you for these 6 years has, you know, the torch is being passed here. The torch is...
Okay, well, I've embarrassed myself. So she's the national heroine. And she's been properly mocked as you've written a movie about her now on our radio show.
Exactly.
My apologies to Baja and all of her family.
I mean, what the heck's going on here on Baldwin McCullough Live? We may have Ebola in Jersey, and Stephen Baldwin may actually become smarter than Kevin McCullough.
Speaking of Ebola, what is it? What's being reported where you're at about the crisis here in the States? Because here in the States, it's like. We had nuclear bombs go off or something, and cities are melting into the core of the Earth's inner layer. It's about as bad as it gets, I guess.
Well, I mean, seriously, you had CDC guys get on a plane in New Jersey with masks on,
right,
and hand out paperwork to everybody leaving the plane. You know, could you imagine this? And here's a piece of paper. And if you start to feel like you have any of these symptoms, give us a call. I mean, what is going on? Why are they letting people from Liberia go into Europe and then come here when they might be carrying the Ebola virus?
Yeah, actually, what I'm a little surprised at is that there's a full plane of Liberians that land at JFK every 24 hours. They've had nonstop air service from Liberia. I don't know if they've had the same for Sierra Leone and some of the other countries that are touched by this, but that alone should be a significant no-no, I would think.
Hello?
I mean, and maybe you can weigh in on this if you're listening and you have an opinion, 888-340-3373. But the front page of FoxNews.com just a moment ago, the CDC. Oh, and this was rich. The administration came out 2 days and goes, this isn't a problem. It's all under control. Oh, it is? Okay, yeah. How does that work? About as good as White House security, maybe? I'm not sure.
Yeah, exactly.
We can't keep people from getting into the White House. Evidently, we can't keep Ebola from getting into the United States. But no, they seem very confident that they had it all under control. And then there's these doctors that are like, no, it's gonna melt most of Central Africa. They're just gonna disappear. Whole countries are just gonna be wiped off the planet.
Yeah, and it's just, I mean, what is it about the word Ebola that is potentially synonymous with control? Hello, there's no such thing. You know, once it gets out, you cannot control it.
Yeah. Now, in fairness, the people that have had it here in the United States, and this goes to show the difference in the medical care that you can get in America versus Africa. Nobody's died from it here as of yet. But, you know, we've only counted 2, 3, maybe 4 cases of it so far that may not stick. But they are handling it much different here. But at the same time, it's not something that I think is encouraging to know that potentially hordes of planefuls of people are entering the country every day, possibly being exposed to it.
Yeah, it's listen, I had a conversation a little bit ago with the lovely bride, and literally my wife just said, like, why would they let people from Liberia go to Europe and then come here and they might be carrying Ebola? I went, honey, I just don't know.
Yeah.
I like to be your hero now and again, but right now I'm just stupefied.
Well, and it's interesting that you know, different people have responded to it the way they have, because the and they are now reporting that the patient in Dallas that had it is in critical condition. So I guess his condition is worsened in the last 24 hours. But the CDC director, the Centers for Disease Control, actually made the case just a little while ago in their briefing. And that's a political appointee, I believe. I believe the CDC is a political appointee. Saying that if we instituted a travel ban, we would make the outbreak worse.
How?
That's what I'm curious about. Like, what's the rationale for that? Some people say, well, it's not very American for us to have a travel ban on people coming here. I don't really care about that. Like, if this is really as dangerous as what everybody has been, you know, acting like it is for the last week, what's wrong with having a travel ban in place from certain countries that you just can't come to the U.S. directly from? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. I'd love to know your thoughts on that. But, yeah, the CDC director said that they would consider any and all precautions, but warned that a travel ban could make it harder to get medical care and aid workers to regions dealing with the outbreak. Well, no, not if we ban them from coming here. We can still send our people there with all the that doesn't make sense.
See, here's what I'm trying to figure out. So I'm not a rocket scientist.
Yes, you are. But secretly, nobody knows this, but you actually are.
I'm just smarter than you on this current program tonight.
We didn't make fun of Baja, that's for sure.
Yeah. And somebody just help me out here. Let me make sure I got this right. So Ebola only does one thing, right? It kills you. Yes?
Well, in about 80% of the cases.
Right.
There's been a number of people that have survived it.
Okay. But Ebola only does one thing. It either kills you or tries to kill you.
Right.
Correct?
Correct.
It only does those two things.
Correct.
Okay. So if a member of ISIS tried to board a plane and
okay, you've already lost me. Hold that thought. We got to take this break. We're coming right back. He's live from Poland. I'm live from New York. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Brooklyn Tabernacle Pastor Jim Cimbala on America's decline in 2014.
And we're in one of the most massive declines, no matter how you try to spin it, in the history of our country. Average church size, the number of biblically defined Christians has sunk by four different polling agencies, somewhere between 6.3% to 9% of the population. The statistics are irrefutable. The church is in a massive decline. Pastors are leaving the ministry at $1,500 a month in America, all 50 states, about one per state per day. We have to go back to first principles of why are we here to spread the gospel? How can we do it successfully? Only through the power of the Holy Spirit. How can we live Christ-like lives when we spend more time with the Lord?
Will spending time with the Lord save America in 2014? Check out pray2014.com. That's PRAY2014. And get Pastor Cimbala's prayer focus for this year at no cost. That's pray2014.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
If you're joining us anywhere across the country on some 44 million television households or hundreds of radio stations, we are grateful to have you along. It is the Baldwin McCullough Live broadcast, the most listened to, most syndicated, most far-reaching weekend radio broadcast in the country. And we are honored to have you with us as part of that every Saturday night. Our phone number is an easy one, 888-340-3373. If you're watching us in great cities like Los Angeles or New York, on the Biz TV network, we welcome you to be part of the conversation as well. And some of you may actually have a greater perspective on this. The CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, said this week, in fact, said earlier today, that if they institute a travel ban to the United States, it will make the outbreak worse. Saying that it would delay medical care and aid workers getting to regions to deal with the outbreak. He cited a recent delay African Union aid workers experienced trying to get to Liberia. Their ability to get there was delayed by about a week because their flight was canceled and they were stuck in a neighboring country. I'm not sure that that's how this travel ban would work. Are you quite sure that this is how it would work? I don't think it's necessary for us to have the ban going both directions, maybe just not letting people come here from the sick countries, as strange as that may sound. He's Stephen Baldwin, I'm Kevin McCullough, and our phone number is 888-340-3373. So whether you're watching or whether you're listening, we welcome you to be part of the conversation. What do you think of the CDC director's comments? Would it make the outbreak worse if we did the common sense thing and said, for a period of time, we're not going to let anybody travel to the U.S. from that country? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Again, he is live in Poland, and Poland, and I'm in New York, Baldwin McCullough, per usual. It might help people to know that you're not far from Krakow. That's where you spent most of the day today. Is that correct?
Yeah, 2.5 hour drive to Krakow today, and I went to that that castle. I told you guys about it.
The Walsall Castle.
Yeah, is that how you say it?
I think so. The Nick's putting a picture of it though up on the screen. This thing looks like just a really cool place to go.
Yeah, there's so much history here as far as, you know, just Europe in general. And when I was at that castle, I went to a private dinner at some kind of a manor put on by some guy who was some very wealthy guy. And I didn't know, you know, I was just the Hollywood guy over here.
You were just shaking hands going, Zherzherv.
I was just shaking hands going, past the pierogies.
Yeah.
Man, those pierogies, whoo.
So while you've been globetrotting around the world, we had an Ebola patient get diagnosed earlier this week in Dallas. They quarantined him in his apartment building, which I thought was an odd concept to begin with. How do you quarantine someone in an apartment building? And they said, you're not allowed to leave. And then the family members tried to start leaving, and so then they took them all into custody or something, and they have them under lock and key. But he may have the guy from Liberia may have come into contact with over 100 people in his first couple of days there. And so now you have to try to retrace your steps to come into contact with all 100 people and hope that they then we'll follow your monitoring guidelines. And now there's a guy that supposedly has it in D.C., so that's maybe number the fourth case. The first two cases were the missionaries that we brought back from Liberia. They got well. They're okay now. They went home. They're all good. These are the new things. And so the Centers for Disease Control saying, no, if we put a ban in place, then that might make things worse. I'm not following their logic on that.
Yeah.
888-340-3373.
Can I finish what I was saying before the break?
Yes. Yes. Go right ahead.
Yeah. So Ebola either kills you or tries to kill you. Do I have that right?
I think that's a fair statement. Yes.
Right. So what I was saying was if like there was a guy that had a tattoo across his forehead that said, I'm a member of ISIS, and he tried to get on a plane to go from wherever ISIS people are to wherever to try to get to America, you'd think that somebody would read, I'm a member of ISIS. Hey, buddy, could I talk to you for a minute? Are you really a member of ISIS? And would you like to get to America and kill Americans? We would probably unequivocally stop that reality from achieving its goal. Yes or no?
Absolutely.
Hello? Ebola's trying to kill us. So, like, maybe I'm just a dumb for breaking it down in such a simple kind of, in my usual typical Neanderthal kind of way, but what's the difference? What's the difference?
Well,
Ebola wants to kill me. ISIS wants to kill me. We stop the ISIS, but we, hey, Ebola, hey, buddy, come on in.
Actually, you'd be surprised at how common the two things have, how much they have in common, though, because we know that there's about 100 people that have gone and fought for ISIS and have already returned to the U.S.
And we've had Ebola carriers.
And we said that we're just going to monitor them. So evidently, people coming in with Ebola, we're just going to monitor. Who's going to monitor the monitors monitoring those that we're monitoring? I'm not quite sure. So
I know this. Everything's fine from the perception of this administration, so long as this president keeps reading his monitor. Get it?
Yeah, that's
good. Get it?
That's good.
That's funny.
So here's some new stats. And by the way, this is some updated information if you're just tuning into Baldwin McCullough. Breaking news here. The two patients who were initially identified as being potential Ebola patients in Washington, D.C. have been ruled out. So we're back to just the one guy in Dallas plus the two missionaries that we brought home that had it. But the one guy in Dallas is the only one that's been identified as suffering from the disease. Now, he is in critical condition in the hospital. There's about 100 other inquiries from patients that said, we may have it, we had a fever, we went to the hospital, blah, blah, blah. But so far, no one has turned up positive with the Ebola virus, except for the one guy in Dallas. And I want to know from those of you listening, 888-340-3373, does what the Centers for Disease Control director make any sense to you? That implementing a travel ban would actually make the outbreak worse, because that's what they said today, and we're all supposed to believe them because they're the Centers for Disease Control. He's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough. We're live from New York and Poland tonight, per usual, here on Saturday night. Stay with us.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
It's Baldwin McCullough live. He is Stephen Baldwin. He is in Poland. And I'm Calvin McCullough in New York, and we are coming to you per Saturday night per usual. And portions of the Baldwin McCullough Live broadcast tonight being brought to you by MyPillow.com, where in celebration of everything that they have been awarded by the National Sleep Foundation in the last month, which is the pillow of the year, the bed topper of the year, the travel pillow pillow of the year. They have found the solution for snoring, sleep apnea, about a dozen other things that you can go to the website and see for yourself. MyPillow.com is taking 50% off everything you get at checkout if you use the promo code KMC or STVB tonight when you go. So MyPillow.com, portions of tonight's broadcast. You can also call them 800-506-2641. Get their award-winning pillow at half the price simply by using our promo code KMC or STVB at checkout. They're going to take 50% off your entire bill. You can get everything in the store. They're going to take 50% off of it. 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. All right, Stephen, do you have anything you want to add before we hit the calls? Because we've got a full bank of them ready to go.
No, let's fire away.
All right, line one, Gino, listening to AM 970 in the Bronx here in New York. Hey, Gino.
What's up, Bajda Poland? What's up, Stevie B?
What's going on, Gino?
Yeah, I know. You're safer where you are now because God forbid you should come home and bring back not only Ebola virus, but also bring back Baldwinitis, too. People go deaf, dumb, and blind. Anyway.
Baldwinitis. I got
okay.
it. I got
drum
it.
Drum roll. Yeah. Jokes aside.
Wait. Tell us when you tell a joke, Gino, so we'll know for sure.
How stupid must we be to believe the Center for Dumbass Control when they tell us that we can't stop planes from going to and from West Africa and the United States when we got a contagious disease that is 70% fatal to the fools who get it? I mean, you have to be absolutely brain dead to believe these fools. And yet, 52% of the American people voted for the jackass in the...
Gino, are you there?
Uh-oh.
No. One month before we restore sanity, I swear to you, if these guys keep the Senate and if Obama still continues this ridiculous notion that we should let anybody and everything into our country, we are destroyed. We are finished. Stick a fork in us. So I say, I've been saying this all along. I'll say it again. November 4th, it's a month away, fools. Wake up. You got a chance to take back America and bring it back to sanity. You cannot allow 30 million illegal aliens to bring tuberculosis and this viral strain of polio that we wiped out decades ago because nobody's watching who's coming in, not to mention these people from West Africa. You could be politically correct, but you're absolutely stupid if you don't put a quarantine around that area. I don't understand why people aren't just waking up from this nightmare that we've been having for the last 6 years and throw this bum out. Throw all of these bums out. They are destroying America from within. We must stop them. November 4th is do or die. Otherwise, that's it. We're finished. Say a prayer for Stevie B because we're going to need it.
Yeah. All right, Gino. Glad to see your, soft shoe as always. Hardly can understand where you're coming from or what you're actually meaning. But, thanks for the call. Seriously. Stephen, I think in Gino's comments you see a lot of the angst, the passion, the anger that I think is going to turn November 4th into a pretty lopsided change of direction in the Senate. And may eventually help take the White House in 2016. But when you have the Centers for Disease Control saying, as the White House said earlier this week, that they have it all under control. Now, here's why they make that statement. And I was kind of mad at the media earlier this week because I thought that they were talking a lot of nonsense for a while. Over the however many months in Africa that we had the Ebola crisis kind of emerge, you had about 2,000 people die, and that's dreadful. But over the same period of time, over those countries in that part of the world, you had about 200,000 people die of AIDS, and you had about 500,000 people die of malaria. Over that same length of time, the number of deaths from those two diseases, and we're not, quarantining people and not letting them into this country, from there because of that. Why not? Because we're better at dealing with these things than the other parts of the country was. So I think between the media making it to be like the earth is absolutely falling in on itself, and the White House going, yeah, there's no problem here, I don't know what the American people really feel about it.
Well, listen, we already know that there is nationally some kind of a weird complacency here with voters and...
Hold that thought, Stephen. Coming up.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. From the very beginning, eHarmony has helped Christians find their perfect soulmate. And I'm so proud to share with you that 565,000 marriages have started on eHarmony.com. Most of those marriages are between two dedicated Christian persons. After years away, I'm back as CEO of eHarmony.com. And I am deeply committed to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. Who you marry will have more impact on your happiness than almost any other decision you make. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Make sure you trust this sacred task to a company that accounts for 438 married members every day. Go to eHarmony.com. And get started today for free.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
From 20th Century Fox comes the greatest story ever told.
What is his name?
Jesus.
As you've never seen it before.
We don't know where you're going. How can we know the way?
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
On February 28th, experience the motion picture event of the year.
Arrest this false prophet tonight.
What if he is who they say he is?
Are you the Son of God?
I am Son of God. February 28th, rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Witness the story in large format theaters.
Christian Solidarity International is announcing a genocide alert. That's right, a genocide alert. From church burnings in Egypt to pastors being sentenced to death in Iran, across the Islamic Middle East, Christians and other religious minorities like Jews are under constant attack. Signing your name to a petition today could actually help save lives. Learn how at defendthem.net. Go to defendthem.net. That's defendthem.net.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
If you're watching on Biz TV from coast to coast, there's a live shot of Times Square. Very busy night at Times Square. Beautiful fall evening here in New York, and we hope that it is where you are as well. You might also notice I'm wearing proudly my Dallas Cowboys Jason Witten jersey, because for one thing, they're tied for first place in their division, which is kind of cool. And the New York Giants owner, one of the owners this week, said something really disgusting. When the Ebola patient turned up in Dallas, he's like, I hope the Cowboys don't catch the Ebola virus. And he was like, you know, implying that they would because they, I don't know, have contact with the guy. Anyway, so I'm, you know, a little extra love for the for my hometown team there today. Even though I live, work, breathe, and love New York, always a Cowboys fan all the way through. Even with Jerry Jones as an owner, I stomach him to pull for the guys. But tonight we're kind of responding to what the Centers for Disease Control said today. Mr. Tom Frieden, who was the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention director, said in a Saturday press conference that a travel ban would make it harder to get medical care and aid workers to regions that are dealing with the Ebola outbreak. And he cited some of the aid workers that have tried to get there have had a hard time connecting through neighboring countries. Their ability to get there was delayed because their flights were canceled. Frieden also said the CDC has experienced a spike in reported potential cases of Ebola, but so far, only one case in Dallas has been identified. The two that they thought in D.C. that might be the case ruled out today. He said, we've seen an increase in the numbers since this patient was diagnosed. That is as it should be. We've gotten about 100 inquiries for possible patients. This one patient has tested positive. We expect we will see more rumors, concerns, possibilities of cases. Until there is a positive test, that's what they are, rumors and concerns. So he's actually kind of trying to make the argument that there's really no need to have a travel ban from those Western African countries where the virus broke out. What is your thought on that? Do you want them to stop air travel into places that come in from other regions of the world? I mean, Dallas has a huge international airport, but there's a plane from Liberia that lands at JFK here in New York City every single day, full of people from Liberia. Do you want those planes stopped? What about those of you in Los Angeles? You've been fighting to keep your borders secure for a while, and to see that the people just come across the border and bring contagious diseases with them, that's one thing. But this is a really deadly form of a virus that we don't have a cure for. About 80% fatalities in countries where they have lesser medical means to deal with it than we do. 888-340-3373. One phone line open, 888-340-3373. Let's go to line two. Rick, you're in Tampa, Florida, listening to AM 910, and you're on with Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough. Hi.
Yeah, how you been? Long time no see. Hey, one thing, well, first of all, I'm not going to hold it against you for this Cowboys thing, you know. I didn't know you liked the Cowboys so much, so I almost hung up, but that's all right. That's all right. Let's just slide on that one.
Being okay, a Giants thank fan you, thank
from
you.
Jersey. No, thanks. But, Steven sounds like he's in a bubble. He's not quarantined, is he?
Are you quarantined, Steven? Have you been roped off? Have they said you can't leave your hotel?
In a bubble. You're not holding anything back, are you? All right. Listen, of course, I agree 100%. Why can't we ban planes or people that are coming just from that area? I mean, this is our country. It's not like we're going to ban people going there or that would be able to help or anything. You know, I don't understand what he's talking about. I agree 100%, that we should be able to say no or check that if someone's coming from a country that has, like Stephen was alluding to, the idea of what are written on your forehead, like ISIS, or if somebody has a disease. Now, I don't think it would be as readily obvious as, well, I guess it wouldn't be as readily obvious as they were ISIS people either, but you know what I mean? I mean, if they're carrying it, but if we know they're coming from an area that is, it could be carrying it, then of course we have every right. So I agree.
So put the ban in place is what you're saying.
Yeah, why not? I mean, it's our country. I mean, we know, like Stephen said, we know that it's coming from there, right? In his plain English, we know that we should not let them in. That's it.
All right, Rick, thanks for the call. 888-340-3373. Stephen, let's say hi to Ralph from Red Bank.
You know, right now you should be able to figure out, guys, that Obama and Ebola are kind of like made for each other. Okay? This man, Obama, is the worst of the worst, right up there with Ebola. Then look at the way he's handling this whole crisis. I have said to Mr. Morano and Joe Piscopo before that, you know, he is woefully inadequate in dealing with, crisis management, including this thing here. And, I would like to say this, right? There are pockets of Africa in this country, namely NOAC, Etowah, and Camden, and you already have problems, problematic kind of people that exist in those places, and problems and breakdowns in those places. Now, once you allow the squalor coming out of Africa with this Ebola epidemic to usher into this country, you are looking at a ticking time bomb that once it explodes, it would spread like wildfire in this our country. You know, I would like to believe that the Geneva Convention must apply to this individual from Liberia over there in Dallas who gained entry into this our country on false pretenses. What do you two think of that?
Prosecuting the guy in Dallas?
The country of Liberia wants to do that. How about any recruiter going after him? Hello?
Well, why aren't we prosecuting him? I mean, if he lied to our customs check, I mean, I don't know. See, but he's right now he's in critical condition in the hospital that he's in, so he may not even survive.
And we do have an embassy in Liberia, an American embassy over there. I recall that when they had the SARS epidemic out of China, there was not only a quarantine being put in place in China, but they stopped, the people from traveling to other countries. In other words, China acted in a responsible manner. How about that?
And Liberia could take more responsibility in that regard, and I agree with you. Ralph, thanks for the call. We're up against another break. He's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Calvin McCullough. Stay with us.
There's something in you that's calling out and reaching out and striving, and you know that when you're performing and when you're singing or when you're dancing, there's nothing like it because you feel like you're finally doing what you were born to do.
So who are the stars of tomorrow? Who do they look up to? And how will they change the culture? AMTC is Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, a talent development ministry with a mission to find, prepare, and launch God's talent. Go to AMTCAudition.com to find the nearest dates and cities where free auditions will be occurring near you.
Some of us are called to be in front of cameras and on set. That's still our mission field.
Answer the call. Go to AMTCAudition.com. That's AMTCAudition.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123. $33.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
We're glad you're with us. If you're watching on Biz TV, put that back up, Nick, for people that are just tuning in. That's a live shot of Krakow, Poland. So that's about 2 hours from where Stephen was. For some reason, it moved off the screen there. Weird. But it was there a second ago. There we go. But those little cabs, I just like, that doesn't look like New York. Sure enough, see, we have our X3M cameras everywhere. So when Stephen's, you know, traveling, we're right there with him. That's right outside his hotel room there. Hence the unmarked cab that just pulled up. Which also means, Stephen, you're staying in a hotel that has all of three stories to it.
I'm not listening to you.
Anyway, glad you're with us. So there was some other, like, weird stories that happened this week. Did you hear about the lesbian couple that is suing? They had a baby. And they're suing the repository of the donated DNA that they used to create that baby. I'm trying to be family friendly in how I describe this.
Well, you already said repository, so
right.
You're PG-13 at this point. Go ahead.
It's a holding bank where the male DNA is stored so that people like lesbians can have children. And they were supposed to get vial number 380, and they got vial 330. And when they had their child several months later, was a wee bit darker in skin color than they had anticipated.
Really?
Yeah. And so now, 2 years later, they want to sue the repository of the male DNA, and they're saying that they want to sue this group because they got it wrong, but that they're not in any way totally unconditionally loving their daughter, who is slightly darker than what they anticipated. Now,
where's the NAACP on this?
There you go. Well, so she goes on. So one of the mom goes on CNN and she says, you know, look, this wasn't what we bargained for. And so the guy, and Don Lemon, you know Don Lemon, you've been on with Don Lemon.
Sure.
He says, well, what exactly do you want them to do? And she's like, well, we want money and we want counseling. And her excuse is that they live in a town that's too white. Their town is 98% white, and they feel like it's going to be uncomfortable for their daughter to stay in this town. I'm curious as to people's thoughts about this in every regard. 888-340-3373. But I don't know if I believe her. I don't know if I believe her that she's totally, like, all about the child in this scenario. Because I kind of think it might have something to do more with they just don't want to have to explain what they're having to explain, and
right.
That their life has been made more difficult because of this for some reason. But is there anyone in the country that believes that this wouldn't be related to the race of the girl? Let's talk about that in the next hour, because I find it fascinating. I want to know what people think. Anyway, he's Stevie B. I'm KMC. We're live from Poland.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Pornographic.